It's time to take a spin around Wisconsin and find stories you might have missed. Here's Spinning the State on Spanning the State with Kristen Bry and Steve Scafidi.
Steve Scafidi.
I like the emphasis they put on my name.
Yeah, totally.
Very, very nice. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yes, this is the time every day after the 2 o'clock hour news.
I'm a big fan.
That we spin around the state.
Yeah.
Is there a story that's ever stuck out to you? You're like, oh, I did not know that.
Ooh. Only if it was Oak Creek related.
Of course. All right.
Where's that damn bell?
Let's spin the wheel and see where we're going.
I need me some more cowbell.
More cowbell.
Egg Harbor.
All right, Egg Harbor. Steve, have you ever dreamed of being an extra on the big screen?
No.
You weren't in. Were you living in Wisconsin when Major League filmed here?
What year was that?
I don't know.
Because I lived other places. I lived in California.
I feel like there's a lot of people who always have memory of in this area of feeling like they went and they were an extra in Major League.
My wife Kathy's, not her last job as a teacher, but her previous job in Greenfield, I think it was Greenfield Middle School, one of her teachers actually had a speaking role in that
movie.
There
you go.
Can you imagine that? How cool that would be
for
the rest of your life?
All right. Well, if you wanted to be an extra and be in Wisconsin, it's a little too late because there was a call for extras to appear in several movie scenes shot in Door County, and it sparked so much interest, the online application had to be taken down within 24 hours. I guess there's a lot of people who want to be on a movie set.
Was the scene like in a like overpriced restaurant that was really crowded?
Ooh, good question. Mm. Cherry Pie Film LLC is working with Destination Door County, Travel Wisconsin, and other state-based partners to film scenes for an undisclosed feature film said to be released later this year. The unpaid, volunteer-based role would require filming between March 25th and April 11th in various Door County locations like Carlsville, Egg Harbor, Ephraim, Fish Creek, Sister Bay, and Sturgeon Bay. According to the Chief Communications Officer of Destination Door County, quote, due to overwhelming interest over the past 18 hours, we are no longer accepting applications.
Hmm.
Would you sign up for something that was going to be without knowing how long it was going to be? You would not sign up for this.
No.
I'm going to be totally honest.
You would?
No, because I've been on a movie set.
You've been a movie star. Right?
And I'm a star. Being an extra is, especially if you're not getting paid, because that's what a lot of people in LA would do, because you can work towards getting your SAG card. But the being an extra is...
So what is the hope? You show up and you're in the film, like in the background?
Yeah, I guess it's a kind of a cool experience. Like, I think for everyone who maybe did do Major League back in the day, and it's been such a staple of a movie for so long, and yada yada, and Euchre was in it. But I will warn you that it is very boring. Being an extra can be very, very boring.
Am I right or wrong?
Being
on
a
this?
Movie set is actually very boring.
Yes,
even when you're the star.
Yeah, I just saw Stanley Tucci talking about that. He's eating minestrone soup. He's so bored.
There's a lot of waiting.
Actually, a real question. Back of their mind, these people that sign up for this, do they think that they're going to be discovered as like future movie stars? Is that part of it?
I don't think so.
This weird fascination with...
Like the I don't think so. I don't think so. But I don't know. If you're someone who already applied to be part of this film, undisclosed film, let us know. 855-616-1620. All right, let's see where else we're going today.
Door County, home of the $12 ice cream, by the way.
Stevens Point.
How appropriate, because Stevens Point was the home of Scafidi Motors for many, many years. My uncle and my cousins, Sammy and Donnie. It just was sold recently. So I know the city well, and I know this trivia contest well. So WWSP, 90 FM, 55 years now with this trivia contest, April 11th to the 13th. So coming up in a little
bit.
So
I had never heard of this, but this is a big deal.
Our guy, Gene Miller, used to be part of this. He used to participate in it. And, you know, Gene Miller was a Stevens Point guy, big time. Radio station, college, all that stuff.
Okay.
I think he may even still be involved. Who knows? This year's theme, though, is Trivia 55, No Limit. Trivia coordinator Dave, I think it's Colthurst,
okay,
who He's either related to me or I know him.
Oh, really?
Yes. Now that I'm looking at that, I think he's related to me. So this year's theme is I look back at how the past pictured the future, which is fascinating, by the way.
So it'd be like 2001 Space Odyssey,
yeah.
Back to the Future. I'm trying to think of what other movies have looked.
Because they always get it wrong.
1984.
They either think it's going to be so much, like we're all wearing like tunic vests, like now that's not how. Are we already moving on?
No.
Well, I wasn't even done yet.
Rhea's touching buttons.
So this is
spinning the wheel.
This is a big deal. Because people from all over the world participate.
So it truly is the world's largest trivia contest?
8 trivia questions.
That doesn't feel like per hour.
Per hour.
Okay.
And it's like a long distance sort of a long endurance sort of a thing. You got to get these answers. You got to crank them out. And then you get 2 points for the correct answer. You get points for correct answers. 2 ongoing questions will lead the trivia players throughout the community to can get community help.
So then they go out. So they have to get
your neighbor, sort of, right?
Okay.
They have scavenger hunt style questions, which is really cool. They're tearing up the city of Stevens Point in a good way. Stevens Point, by the way, is a gem of the state. You were just talking about Door County. Forget about it. Stevens Point. Love it. Love it.
All right. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's been spinning the state for the day.
$12 ice creams.
Is that your complaint? Actually, I would say almost all the little towns on the Mississippi, when you go over there, I feel like that is Door County-esque, but without Door County prices.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, when we come back, migrating to Wisconsin. There is new numbers based on the census as far as how popular our state is. It may surprise you because we keep talking about the shortages of people. But we had more people move here than you think. So stay with us on Spanning the State.